Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, a BRI and ESG fund, is about 45% invested in 21 growth stocks as of Sunday, August 2nd. I sold a few stocks ahead of earnings and purchased some after they reported impressive earnings and positive forward guidance. Growth stocks still appear to be under accumulation by big institutions as they pile into a select group of stocks exhibiting increasing earnings and sales. Value stocks, for the most part, appear to be under distribution or selling, but that could change if the market perceives that lockdowns will be eased. Software, medical, chips, and telecom, the clouds, are the dominant themes in LionX, and the trends still look attractive. Prices are a bit stretched, but I believe there may be a little gas left in the tank to extend the gains into the November elections. I'm comfortable with the return LionX has been getting, commensurate with the risk it has been assuming. If I can find lower risk entry positions in stocks with consistent sales and earnings growth, I plan to ease in lightly and add to them. If the indexes undergo a correction, I will not hesitate to lock in profits or hedge our positions. I never plan to buy and hold anything. If a stock does not meet my expectation, I look for reasons to sell. I consider myself a cautious bull, patiently watching and waiting for the market to show its hand while I keep my cards close to my vest. There's no guarantee that any investment will achieve its objective, generate positive returns, or avoid losses. The Chat with Dex webinar was very well attended and with encouraging feedback. We plan to do this again on the first business day after each quarter. The next live Q&A Zoom chat with Dexter will be Thursday, October 1st at 3:15 Central. That's 15 minutes after the market close. So mark your calendars and look for the registration link at the end of each quarter. Sorry, they're not being recorded. The Fed's balance sheet declined by about $15 billion last week to about $6.9 trillion. The Fed's balance sheet reached an all-time high of about $7.2 trillion on 6/16. From March 3rd to June 16th, the Fed created about $3 trillion out of thin air that ultimately ended up on its balance sheet. Some of that money found its way into the stock market and may have been used to drive up stock prices higher. So that is why I'm a little concerned when the balance sheet declines. If some of this QE money was used to bid up stock prices, then it could also work in reverse as the balance sheet declines. I'm not overly concerned with the Fed's recent balance sheet contraction, but I will keep my eyes open for an early indication of a potential stock market decline. Bottom line, the leading stocks are still leading, the index is higher. I'm satisfied with the current positions in LionX. I do not try to predict or forecast returns. I try to manage the risk daily and let the market determine the returns. The cloud-based stocks seem to be favored among growth managers, and that is where I'm finding stocks to add to the LionX portfolio. If these stocks do not perform as expected, I will not hesitate to sell or hedge as needed, seeking to avoid life-changing losses. Grace and peace to everyone, and fear not. We loved because he loved us first. John 4:19. Perfect love casts out fear. 1 John 4:18. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for listening and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the LionX Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next biblical insights on the stock market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Issachar Fund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.linex.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The Issachar Fund is distributed by Northern Lights Distributors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Lights Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at linex.net. Thank you, and God bless.